we are 1 week removed from the worst terrorist attack in this country since September 11th. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Christina Staffa will be by soon. We have lots planned this hour. Last Sunday, America woke up and turned on their TVs and radios to see and hear some very horrific images. It had happened again. And everyone had their own reaction. People had familiar political reactions. I had my own, and I decided to write them down. We don't talk politics on this show ever. We're not really going to talk about them now either, but I feel I need to get my feelings out on this. San Bernardino, Orlando, two cities that will be forever linked, in horrific, tragic murders rooted in ideology. The FBI knew of this known wolf since 2013. How infuriatingly frustrating to know that his tendencies and ideology were known to authorities, but he still had the ability to end or alter scores of lives. It is time to untie the hands of law enforcement so they can do their jobs. Even after being known by authorities, this terrorist was able to obtain a gun permit. That is beyond insane. Federal gun allowances that were created centuries ago to allow people in an agrarian society to protect their crops and animals are no longer viable in 21st century America, where automatic weapons are available as readily as Hershey bars in grocery stores. Even with enhanced federal gun legislation, there are hundreds of neighborhoods that anyone can drive into right now, take out a $100 bill, and leave with whatever type of gun they choose. How do we deal with the hundreds of thousands of guns currently in circulation and constantly being sold back and forth illegally? 65 people were killed in Chicago a few weekends ago. Where was the breaking news coverage that Sunday afternoon? That is the part of the gun argument that is rarely discussed and often conveniently ignored. Let's deal with the complete gun problem in this country, not merely selective parts of it. The gun shows, the loopholes, the gun shops where assault weapons are sold like canned goods, and the street corners across America that are essentially drive-through gun shops. Deal with all of it. There is an element that hates America and those who live within it. It is time to call terrorism what it is and stop creating politically expedient euphemisms that try to explain it away. This hate-filled element wants to stop our way of life by any means possible, and yet we have arguments over tweets that drive our national news cycle. This element of hate targeted the LGBT community. People were killed simply because they were living their lives. We are all guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those basic rights were denied to the victims in Orlando, as they were in San Bernardino, as they were on September 11th, because of a hate-driven view of America, where people are guaranteed to live their lives the way they choose. It is time to protect that guarantee for all of us. We live in an age where terrorist groups can maintain social media accounts that engage, encourage, and recruit would-be sympathizers. It is high time to tell these 22-year-old billionaires in their hoodies to stop giving terrorists a worldwide soapbox to espouse their views. Maybe it's time for the hundreds of millions of social media users to demand this as well, especially from the advertisers on these social media platforms. Also, if we are truly infuriated by gun violence in this country, and we damn well should be, perhaps it's time to tell Hollywood to stop glorifying gun use, gun violence, and all that comes with it in much of what they produce. Actors, directors, producers can continue to wipe away crocodile tears in YouTube videos, but put your millions where your mouths are and stop using the gun to sell your products to an immature and impressionable society. Go watch Reservoir Dogs and then tell me its redeeming features. Senseless murder fueled by hatred and bigotry, caused by many things. Many we talk about, many we don't. It's time for the national narrative to grow up and actually deal with these problems and not simply brush them aside because next week's focus group won't like them. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever looked back on your career and thought, I should have. I should have accepted that promotion or jumped at that new opportunity.
Priscilla Klayman at Career Strategy says dwelling on what you should have done is destructive. Anger and resentment build up and you quit trying.
She says the right approach is to replace the should haves with what ifs.
Take one of your regrets, like I should have taken that promotion, and come up with as many what if questions as you can.
What if passing on that promotion is giving me the extra time to pursue my passion?
What if I share my regret with my boss to let her know I'm up for a new challenge?
Explore your what ifs for ideas to act on. That exploration will reinvigorate you and set you on a better path. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.